Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rucker. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Wilson is chasing the ball. Wilson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rucker fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Slott moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell throws to second for one, and Trammell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Slott scores. Way then moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then scores. Brett moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 7-1, Royals. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell scores. One out. It's 7-2, Royals. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Royals. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roberts who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Herndon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Royals. Bill Castro now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Royals. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Castro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Slott hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Washington steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Castro picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Castro. Trammell scores. It's 7-6, Royals. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 6. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathen takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathen. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wathen steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-6, Royals. Dave Roseman now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss scores. Lemon moves to third. Brookins moves to second. It's 9-7, Royals. Don Hood now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Brookins tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-8, Royals. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 8. The Royals will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Slott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Slott moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Herndon moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Wilson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 9, Royals, 9. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Wilson moves to third. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. John Way then now catching. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields it and throws to home to get Wilson. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joaquin Fuss scores. Lemon scores. Brookins moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-9, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 9. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 11-10, Tigers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 10. The Tigers will come to bat. George Brett now playing right field. Onyx Concepcion now playing third base. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cabal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabal. The throw from Way then and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 10. The Royals will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 10. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Concepcion fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 10. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a pop-up towards first. Cabal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 10. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive towards the mound. Hood catches it and throws to first to double up Trammell. 2 outs. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cabal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabal moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Royals 10. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCray strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 10. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.